Hunter Lawrence, congrats, man. Mertz probably just signed a few more endorsement deals from this win. Great work, man. That's feel really good.
Yeah, it does. It's funky because it's like so different to the traditional Supercross night. So like right when I crossed the line, I was kind of like, didn't really feel like I won, because you tell yourself on the line, you're like, all right, we're going for a main. It's a main event. Let's make it count, you know? And so like you... It's funny because it's like a moto. It's like three motos to the thing, like an outdoor kind of thing. Two motos to an overall. So, but that's what I was telling myself every line. Like, no, it's a main event. Let's go make it count. Yeah. So, then it sunk in a little after. But, yeah, I think it's fair to say what a crazy night. There was some chaos out there for sure. I just got not lucky, but, you know, kind of... Yeah. Filtered through it pretty good, I think.
Well, I was going to ask you about, I'm not shitting on your win, but Christian took two nice wins. Yeah. You won the overall, and that's the name of the game. Yeah. So, you know, you get the bonus check and you get the points, but at the end of the night, you're probably, are you a little like, hey, I got to get closer to that guy?
Yeah, I mean, again, I feel like the 310s didn't really fatigue anyone as much. You know, we have enough time to recover, and I was kind of hoping it was going to be a little shorter breaks where, like, your fitness really came into play because, I mean, not anyone, but a lot of guys, top five, top six, can sprint their qualifying for 10 minutes. You know, it's maybe, like, what, 8 laps, 9 laps at the most. So it's tough because everyone's fast when they're fresh. You know, like, that's – you see it. The gap gets bigger and bigger in the main events when it's past that 10-minute mark, you know, when there's 5 minutes plus one to go. So that's when the real stuff gets interesting. But – yeah, I still work on the starts, and we're just going to keep grinding, keep trying to be better, you know, trying to be better and hopefully take it to him in Anaheim next week.
The obvious answer is the whoops. He's really good in the nose. Yep. Is that what you see? Is that when you break it down on film, is that what you see the differences between you guys?
No. I mean, I feel like tonight we're going to watch the film and stuff, but I feel like I was really competitive in the whoops tonight. They went the longest set, but I don't feel like that's my downfall, let's say. I feel like it's the start, the fact that, you know, he's getting around – going into the second turn in the top three nearly, you know, every race night. I think if we look back bar, you know, one or two, and I'm not, you know, and it's tough. We're so close, like, and they sprint, you know, really good sprinters, so it's so close that it's hard to pull that back in, you know, over a short time.
I thought this track looked fun. Four triples in a rhythm, and
you know, cool. It was really cool. No, I love football stadiums like this one, like Dallas. This one, they're badass. They're proper stadiums. They're playoff stadiums. I like it.
Yeah. 8 points. This thing's gonna be exciting, man.
To say the least, yes.
All right, thanks, man.
Thank you, Steve.